mejorando la calidad de vida.
Mejorando.
Improve.
Improving
the quality.
The quality of life. Life. You can do it better than I do.
You are so good,
Ricardo. No te pones nervioso.
Hey, ma'am, you're over your time, so you have to wrap up. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk here today. My name's Alan. I live in the Woodstock neighborhood. I serve as executive director for Verde. As you've heard, together with the Latino Network, we're a recipient of the Diversity and Civic Leadership grants from ONI. And this support has helped us be here today to share information with you about our work in our community. We're an environmental justice organization. That means we try to connect low-income people to the benefits of environmental protection, specifically the economic benefits. And so we do this in two ways, social enterprises and through outreach. So social enterprise, like a Goodwill, like a rebuilding center, we start environmental businesses that employ and train low-income people. We have a landscape operation, and then we have a startup nursery, and we're collaborating with NEA now to develop an energy-related business. And with outreach, we share information with affordable housing communities, community development groups, environmental groups, and with governments about how to build the connection between protecting the environment and creating good jobs for low-income people. I can't say really enough good things about this opportunity that's in front of all of us today. I can't say enough good things about our partner, Friends of Trees. Because of their leadership, our landscape operation will have the chance to plant thousands of trees throughout the city, and our nursery will greatly expand, and we'll be able to hire and train a lot more low-income people. And it'll also allow us to bring new environmental assets, new trees, to affordable housing communities throughout Portland. And at the same time as we do so, we can educate the residents of those communities about why the trees are there, how they benefit the environment, about the connection between protecting the environment and making a good living. And we can build stewardship. And what we do today is a start that we really want to celebrate, and we look forward to working together with our partners in the city, Greater Green, to create more green jobs for more people in more communities in all the different sustainability initiatives we're going to be advancing in this city. We want to be a part of this future. We all want to be a part of this future, and we foresee a time when disadvantaged communities advocate in ever greater numbers for environmental policies precisely because these policies create more jobs and meet their daily needs. And we foresee a time of greater partnership between environmental groups and disadvantaged communities because collectively we can achieve things that we couldn't achieve separately, and this will make a long-term difference in environmental conditions on the ground.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The last two signed up are Tony DeFollo and Marcus Mundy.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, state your name for the record, and you each have 2 minutes.
Thank you. My name is Tony DeFalco. I'm a resident of the Coley neighborhood, and I just want to say how excited I am to be here today and applaud you all for your foresight and vision to create this opportunity. There's a strong movement starting to sweep the nation now that addresses the triple bottom line of environmental protection, sustainable economic development, and equity. And this contract realizes that triple bottom line in a meaningful way. There are the Toyota Corporation recently gave a $20 million grant to the Audubon Society to start to connect these three triple bottom lines. And I was the recipient of a fellowship, one of only 40 in the United States, to receive a fellowship of $10,000 to start a program in my community. And I have chosen to work with Verde to help create Verde Energy, which will connect low-income Latinos and Native Americans to do green sector, green energy sector jobs, such as weatherization or energy efficiency of commercial or residential buildings. And, you know, seeing the folks that got up here today and presented to you, that's what it looks like. Green job creation, meaningful, well-paying jobs for some of the most vulnerable citizens of this community that live below the poverty line. Connecting those folks with environmental protection, something that the environmental movement has largely kept them out of for a long time. And creating that connection is something that we can't you can't downplay in any way, shape, or form. So I just want to thank you all, and thank Verde and Friends of Trees and lend my full support to this and let you know that I'll be bringing those dollars from Toyota and Audubon to the table to help expand that program and use that model for future projects. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Marcus Mundy. I'm with the Urban League of Portland, and I'm here today in a role of support. Thank you for letting me speak to you gentlemen today. I support the work of Verde. I support this opportunity for Friends of Trees. The Urban League of Portland is a fellow recipient of the Essential Diversity and Civic Leadership Grant that this administration put forth, and hopefully the next administration carries forward. The partnerships we've forged with Verde, NAYA, IRCO, Latino Network, the other recipients have been critical in our learning on how to do a better job in civic engagement. And as we go forward, I encourage you to continue to embrace projects like the one with with Verde and Friends of Trees, as well as some of the fine work even by BCHD, the EOI project. We're a recipient of that as well. So the work that's coming out of the city is critical to getting more people involved in the process. The demographics, as you know, of Oregon and Portland are changing. This project and the many others that I hope will follow it are important because they inculcate these people like our communities who have been not full participants before. And the economic benefit to these populations and the city will be immeasurable. So thank you very much. I think this your consideration of this effort reflects well on the work you're doing, and I'm in absolute full support of Verde, and have a great Thanksgiving holiday, gentlemen. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mundy.
All right.
Thank you for the work that the Urban League does for our community.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's all who signed up.
Okay. Please call the vote.
Adams.
Thank you. Y feliz Dia de Gracias.
Fish.
Well, I'm pleased to support this ordinance and the contract. As the housing commissioner, we have two relationships with Hacienda, and Lynn Knox alluded to one, which is through our Economic Opportunity Initiative, and the other is they are one of our great nonprofit housing partners, and the work they've done in Cully Concordia speaks for itself. So I am very pleased to see this union of affordable housing and green jobs and giving opportunities to low-income people. I think it's both an innovative concept and gives us a roadmap to the future, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I'm excited about this contract with Friends of Trees because it will get 83,000 trees planted over the next 5 years, and that's very exciting in of itself, but it's also very exciting to see Verde playing such a significant role in this effort, and I think Alan Hippolito is being very modest, but he deserves a lot of credit. I think Verde was largely his inception and his hard work to make it to bring it to where it is today, and I think it's poised. Verde is poised to grow and to provide good jobs and to help our environment. So this is a great contract for those two reasons, and I'm pleased to support it. Aye.
Potter.
Well, this has so many good parts, so it's kind of hard to figure out which one you'd want to focus on. But obviously, the thousands of trees that are planted in Portland are really important. I really value Friends of Trees. I've got a number of trees in my own yard that Friends of Trees helped me plant. So I really appreciate the work that they do. I appreciate Verde, NAYA, and all the good people who have graduated from the Civic Leadership Academy. And if I were a teacher today, I would give you all an A for your performance today. Thank you very much for that. And thank you, Scott, and all the good folks back at Friends of Trees, and I vote aye. Please read 1639.
Rename the Portland Office of Transportation to the Bureau of Transportation.
Commissioner Adams.
Well, this is a ordinance that has no fiscal impact. We'll be making the changes as vehicles come in for regular maintenance, as stationary runs out and needs to be reordered. But the truth of the matter is that we need to make clear to the public who is the provider of transportation services for Portland City Government and the City of Portland. I recall taking over as transportation commissioner and going to the Stanton Yard building, and the sign out front, which was about 4x3, said Department of Public Works. That department had not existed in the City of Portland for about 18 years. Then as you're out and about and the public sees the various city vehicles, they might see on the side of it a vehicle with the name Office of Transportation. They might also see something called the Office of the Director. They might see something called the Bureau of Transportation Engineering and Development, or Bureau of Transportation System Management, or the Bureau of Maintenance. It's incredibly confusing. I've waited 3.5 years to bring this forward because I wanted, to a certain degree, be an expression of the internal work that we've done to consolidate the transportation operations and to integrate them. We have still work to do, but we've come a long way and long enough that the name change seems very important. So from here on out, PDOT will be known as the Bureau of Transportation, or BOT. And with us is one of the key leaders of the Bureau of Transportation, John Rist.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. John Rist, for the record. Just here for any questions. The commissioner stated it very eloquently.
Questions?
You know, my only reservation is, in the past 5 months, I've gotten used to the acronym PDOT. Now I have to rearrange. But as
Bureau
we make,
of Transportation.
As we make the move from PDOT to BOT, we might want to make the move from BDS back to Bureau of Building. There is something about simplicity here. Thank you, sir.
So the Bureau of Maintenance will now be Bureau of Transportation.
Maintenance Operations.
Correct.
Also, since you're here, you all know that PDOT's been going through a rolling fiscal crisis, and we stole John from a suburban organization, and since you've been the chief financial officer for Bureau of Transportation, you've just done a fantastic and incredibly difficult job. So it gives me an opportunity to thank you in front of the City Council.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. No further questions. Is anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
I did not have a sign-up sheet for this.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this matter? It's a non-emergency, moves to a second reading, and the council will help Commissioner Adams with his lunch.
Sorry.
Please read item 1640.
Authorize a grant to Portland Impact to help fund the building of a new community park at Marysville Elementary School.
Is there any staff on this to explain them?
This was Commissioner Leonard's.
Is everybody feel comfortable?
I'd be happy to just say a few words. This project at Marysville is a collaboration between Portland Parks and Recreation, Merrill Hurst University, Portland Public Schools, and I believe Dames and Moore. And it's a really good project, and I appreciate Commissioner Leonard, his hard work in the budget process to provide significant money to do the construction improvements to basically build a brand new playground, state-of-the-art playground in an area of Southeast Portland that can use this. So it's great, I think.
Go to a second reading. Anyone signed up testifying?
No one signed up.
It's emergency.
Okay. It's emergency. Yeah. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye.
Commissioner Saltzman wishes to pull the next five items. Do we need to read each item?
Do we need to read? Yes.
Actually, I'd just like to set them over 1 week.
Okay,
we do need to read the titles.
Okay.
1641. Amend and extend term of right-of-way agreement granted to AT&T Wireless Services of Oregon, Inc. to build and operate wireless facilities within city streets. 1642, amend and extend term of a temporary revocable permit granted to LCW Wireless Operations, LLC, to build and operate wireless facilities within city streets. 1643, amend and extend term of temporary revocable permit to Clearwire US, LLC, to use the city streets to provide wireless broadband internet access services and establish terms and conditions. 1644, amend and extend term of right-of-way agreement granted to Sprint Spectrum LP to build and operate wireless facilities within the city streets, and 1645, amend and extend term of a right-of-way agreement granted to VoiceStream PCSI LLC, now known as T-Mobile West Corporation, to build and operate wireless facilities within the city streets.
Any objections from any commissioners to having it set over till next week?
Is that just so Randy can comment on it?
No, it's absolutely the opportunity for us more to highlight some of the changes that we've made in our tower siting policies that are embedded in these agreements, and we want to sort of preview that all for the council, let them know. So I think Randy should be happy.
So ordered. Please read item 1646.
Authorized settlement agreement and acceptance of deeds to property located at 7115 North Lombard Street, currently owned by Donald R. Campbell and Alice M. Campbell.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. Gary Blackmer, Portland City Auditor. With me is Marco Maciel, who is our city foreclosure manager, and very occasionally he appears before City Council, which is a good sign, meaning that we've been working through a large number of properties over the last number of years to collect outstanding liens, and we have the power of foreclosure, but we have not had to use it. This is another case for where foreclosure isn't necessary, but it requires an act of council. Marco has worked with all the property owners to resolve the code violations related to their liens, as well as work with Bureau of Development Services to negotiate payment of what's due the City of Portland. And to this date, he's collected over $2.8 million in outstanding liens, most of which goes to the Bureau of Development Services. This is a piece of property that had a large number of violations, 23 liens against it. And we worked with the city attorney, with the Bureau of Development Services, with facilities to determine the value of the property relative to those liens, and ultimately negotiated with the property owner to accept the property in lieu of the liens. So the first step we need to do is to get council approval for this agreement. We'll take the property, clean the property up, and sell it, and the proceeds will come to the city for the sale of the property. So we're here for any questions you may have.
Could you describe the property again?
A vacant lot. It's a vacant lot on 7115 North Lombard. They had a property there, a house, that for lack of care, we had to go many years ago and demolish the property, the what was in place, the improvement. And so became a kind of a dumping ground that has been a big nuisance for the neighborhood. I have been there talking to the neighbors and has been a constant problem for us since 1987.
So it's at 71st and North Lombard.
7115, yeah.
It's a vacant lot.
It is a vacant lot.
And I have not gone through this process before, so could you tell us just very briefly what's the normal protocol for disposing of the property?
This, for us, is the first experience in terms of acquiring the property as a surplus property and having a facility selling the property. So we are receiving, the deed is going to be turned to us, and a facility will take care of the selling the property, and the proceeds will come to the city, meaning to BDS and us to cover the costs that we have incurred
okay.
so far.
And are there any criteria that govern the process of sale? For example, has council in the past put any social utility goals on disposition of this kind of property so that you first have to see whether, for example, there's a nonprofit that would take it and develop it for some use or whatever?
I think that's something that could be brought up with the Bureau of Facilities once we acquire the property. But at this stage, we need to clear the property off and prepare it for sale.
So because it's late and everyone wants to go to lunch, if I could just ask that once we've taken this action, if we could get each of us just get a report on the property, and I think it might prompt a lively sure. discussion about what we would do with disposing of properties like this in the future. And there, I might, for example, want to talk to my colleagues about whether we set a hierarchy of uses that we might use as a template in the future, including parks, open spaces, affordable housing. From time to time, we've had discussions about the need to site city facilities in different locations. So there might be, I think, an interesting discussion we could have about that.
Sure.
Thank you.
I think we might have such a hierarchy in place, but
there has been in the past the city when there is a public use for the property. We do have used in the past that. In many instances, we used to hand the property to some nonprofit organization. When it is a property that can be used for, like what we heard previously here, like health center to come and build some projects, but this is just a lot in between two other properties that there may be someone in the city who has an interest, an institution or a bureau. I personally don't see how we would be able to utilize that for public purposes because of the location. It's a commercial location that has also residences around and has been a problem for the neighborhood. That's how BDS has been constantly going back there.
Sure. But we'll follow up with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Other questions? Thank you, folks. Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Anyone here who wishes to testify to this specific issue? Ben, would you like to testify?
Just joking, Your Honor.
Give him 1 minute.
This is a non-emergency and moves to a second reading. We're recessed until 2 p.m. today.
Thank you.
For the SEPTED, are you having a lot of people?